This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
On today's show, what to do if you're so afraid of regaining the weight again that you stop yourself from losing it. Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind, body, spirit system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. Inside Out Weight Loss is about the inner journey of outer transformation. We won't be talking about recipes and weightlifting routines here, because this podcast is all about getting to the root cause of why you want to overeat in the first place. Notice that I said why you want to overeat in the first place. We're addressing the weight struggle at the level of your desire. That's right. The implication being, the assumption being, that you can indeed change your desire. You can change your cravings. Who knew? No one told us that, did they? It's all about controlling our desire, controlling our impulses. What if we change our impulses? What if all of a sudden our impulses are for health, for fitness, for feeling great in our body, for taking great care of ourselves? What if those are the impulses we have instead of the impulses to overeat or under-exercise? Now, wouldn't that be cool? Think about it. There are people on this planet, and a lot of them, who are naturally slender, people who've never had to struggle with their weight. Day after day, year after year, it's easy for them. Same clothes size. They have to wait until the clothes go out of style or they wear out to buy new clothes. Imagine. And if it's possible for them, it's possible for you. Now, the funniest thing about this is if you ask a naturally slender person what their secret is, how they do it, they don't know. They may offer something like, oh, I never eat potato chips on an empty stomach, or I have a fast metabolism. But that's not it. Because there are plenty of slim people who have slow metabolisms. Think of the elderly person who eats like a bird. Slow as molasses metabolism, and yet slim. I always find that so fascinating, that people who are naturally slender almost all of the time don't know why they're naturally slender. They think it's luck, good metabolism, something, but they don't actually get what it is about them that makes it so easy for them to stay slim no matter what. And I can tell you, when I figured it out, God, I was relieved. All those years of looking at them and just being in awe of them stopping midway through a plate full of food, or even eating the burger and fries, thinking that somehow I got dealt a crappy hand of cards. I remember as a teenager, I just wished that I would grow a couple more inches, because I thought, well, if I ate what I ate now and I were 2 inches taller, then maybe I'd be slim. It's so funny, the things we come up with. But the truth is that if I had been 2 inches taller, I would have eaten 2 inches more of stuff. Because I was using food to deal with life. Stress. I know this is old hat to all you Inside Out weight loss veterans out there. So for you, it's simply a reminder. A reminder that the work that you're doing here is changing the whole way that you think and feel about food, and more importantly, about yourself. Because Inside Out Weight Loss is about the inner journey of outer transformation. Take a moment as we get started here to drop inside and be present, because that's where the real changes happen. They don't happen at the level of restraint or at the level of willpower. They happen when you relax down inside now and simply become present with your current experience. Drop deep inside into the moment, riding the wave of your breath down in through your lungs, deep into your belly, and with each exhalation, releasing any tension or tightness, cares or concerns, even random thoughts. On each exhalation, you simply let them go, release them. As you inhale again and breathe in positive, renewing energy, perhaps even with clarity, insight, and even deeper levels of relaxation. As you're listening to this podcast, random thoughts may come into your mind. That's perfectly natural. With practice, you'll find it easier and easier to simply focus now on the sound of my voice as the present moment expands to hold you gently, safely, and securely. Perhaps in the comforting arms of this moment, you feel safer, more relaxed, and more secure than ever before. And know that as you relax down inside, there are so many other listeners across space and time hearing these same words in the same way. Feel your connection with them, other kindred spirits who also want what you want. You're in this together. Imagine connecting with them and feel their support, their validation of your desire, of your journey, as you feel theirs come back to you, magnified so many, many times over. There's a power of collective intent, a power of collective desire to create that we have barely tapped into as human beings, particularly in our individualistic cultures that are prevalent in the West. On today's episode, I'd like to share this question from a listener named Shannon, who also happens to be a physician and listens to the podcast and has been using the guided journeys available on my site at reneemethod.com. Shannon writes, "I really think you've helped me a lot. I feel right now that I'm on the edge of that big breakthrough, the one I need to finish this. I've lost 60 pounds since the birth of my daughter 3 years ago. I know that food is comfort for me, and I get scared about not having it to comfort me. What are some of the things you do for comfort when you're stressed or having a lot of anxiety? I also know that my biggest fear is losing the weight only to put it all back on again, and for everyone to see and realize that I failed. I don't want to be a failure in front of people. I'm working on this. I'm so close to the solutions. I can feel it." Well, first, of course, thank you, Shannon, for writing in and sharing. Shannon friended me on Facebook, which I encourage you to do as well, Renee Stevens. I'm the one with the brown hair. So first, Shannon, I'd like to say that you've probably already had a big breakthrough if you've lost 60 pounds, by the way. And be sure to give yourself full credit for that. You've come a long way. Your body looks different. It moves differently. You've released a lot of extra weight. And I'm so glad that you're doing the deeper work that's necessary to make that sustainable, lasting, and even beyond that, transformative. So you'd think your question would be easy for me to answer. It's a good question. What do I do for comfort? And as I thought about it after you asked it, it seems like it should be just an obvious answer. Oh, well, instead of eating, I go for a walk. Instead of eating, I take a bath. It's not actually like that. It's different from that. Because I've gone in and I've addressed the root causes of my trigger situations, the situations that used to trigger me to overeat, I don't really yearn for comfort. Comfort isn't a big deal for me. I mean, sure, when I'm tired, I like to curl up in my bed with a good book. I think that's comforting, but not in the way that food used to be. So the closest thing that I can say is instead of eating, I tap. I use the emotional freedom technique to address the issue that's bugging me. And if I don't know what's bugging me, I ask for clarity, kind of like a prayer. I say in my mind, I say, you know, I'm really struggling here. Please give me clarity as to what's causing this, or lead me directly to what will resolve it. Then I start to think about what I'd like instead of what I'm feeling. How would I like to be? What's the solution that would really work? Because as long as you're still having triggers, you're still having root causes. There's still unresolved issues there that are connecting you to use the coping mechanism of food. So whenever a craving arises, it's a great opportunity, a great pointer to address whatever the bigger issue is. For example, my client earlier this morning was very frustrated because at work she had been given something to do with much less time than she wanted to have to do it. She wanted a week. She got a day. She didn't feel like she could do a good job on a project that she really, really cared about. She had this profound feeling of being out of control and being asked to do something that wasn't fair. So we tapped on that to bring down the stress level. Yeah, it's not fair. Oh, well, get it over with, get it done and move on, or do something about it and get some feedback to your boss so your boss understands the consequences of her behavior. Either way, you're doing something constructive as opposed to eating the issue and carrying it around on your body for months or years to come. As you have realized by now, I'm big on tapping because it's something that you can do anytime, anywhere. And if you don't know about the emotional freedom technique, go back. I think it's episodes 39, 40, 41, somewhere around there, which are available at personallifemedia.com/IOWL for Inside Out Weight Loss. And listen to the episodes where I explain emotional freedom technique and how to do it. It's not the only way to address the triggers, but there are other ways. For example, asking yourself how you'd like to be in that situation instead. Asking yourself what you want instead. That simple question is so powerful. What do I want instead of being stressed? Well, let's think about this. Being stressed, having anxiety, is virtually always about fear of the future. So how about coming into the present moment and realizing that in this moment, all is well? I'm breathing. I'm alive. Maybe even I have shelter. Maybe even I have a place to sleep tonight. That's as far out as you need to go. Instead of feeling stressed, I'd like to feel centered. I'd like to feel balanced. I'd like to feel peaceful, accepting. Often, just knowing what you want instead, just taking yourself to the solution state from the problem state, is enough to create that solution. It's time to take a break now. And when we come back, we'll find the hidden hints in Shannon's message about fear of putting all the weight back again. You're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and we'll be right back. Attention Inside Out Weight Loss listeners, wouldn't it be cool to have Inside Out Weight Loss in written form, especially in a workbook format, including all of the homework assignments, complete with space to fill it out, advancing you on your journey? Now you can. The Inside Out Weight Loss Workbook, covering the key foundational episodes 1 through 18, is now available. In fact, Chapter 1 is available absolutely for free. Just go to reneemethod.com, R-E-N-E-E-M-E-T-H-O-D.com, and download your free chapter. And if you'd like to buy the entire workbook, it'll cost you less than a few lattes. So just go to www.reneemethod.com and check it out. back now. Before the break, we were talking about Shannon's message. And remember that she wrote that she knows that her biggest fear is losing all the weight only to put it back on again and for everyone to see and realize that she failed. She says she doesn't want to be a failure in front of people. And I do think she's just told us her big issue. She's afraid of being seen and thought of as a failure. What does this suggest? It suggests to me that she has some core limiting beliefs, like I have to earn my worthiness. And the corollary to that is, if I don't do something dramatic and earn my worthiness, I'm unworthy. So the limiting belief is often something like, I'm unworthy, I'm not good enough. And the only way that I can be good enough is to work my butt off. Oh, that we really could work our butts off. Now, wouldn't that be cool? Unfortunately, of course, all of that work that we do for a living actually works our butts on, but that's another story. Now, the other thing that I know about Shannon is that she is a physician. And so I wouldn't be surprised at all if she did have this belief that she has to earn her worthiness, that people are constantly judging her. Because let's think about it. What does it take to become an MD? Well, a whole heck of a lot of hard work. Medical school is no walk in the park. And we're not even beginning to talk about residency. I mean, it just goes on and on. And what do you get at the end of it? Those marvelous letters at the end of your name which say, I'm credible. I know what I'm talking about. It's a big old stamp of respectability. It says I've earned something. Now, I know that many people go into medicine for altruistic reasons. They want to help people. I think that's a fabulous motivation. And I also happen to know that it's a whole heck of a lot of really hard work and a whole heck of a lot of hoops to jump through to be good enough to get in the club, to continue to be respected by your peers. So based on what Shannon has told me, I wouldn't be surprised at all if she did have this kind of limiting belief. And you might say, well, why is it limiting? Isn't it good to be motivated to achieve things, to make a positive contribution as a physician does, to educate oneself? It's a very high level of achievement and of service. What's wrong with that? And in fact, there's nothing wrong with that. It's fantastic. The challenge comes in when you feel that you have to do it, that it's not a choice, that if you didn't do it, you would be unworthy. Because that's what you're going to feel in those moments of rest. If you have to earn your worthiness, what happens when you need to take a break? You have to sit with yourself and the unworthiness of you. Yuck. I have a client right now who's a physician as well. And one of her challenges has been taking downtime. She feels like she must always be doing something. It isn't enough to have 3 kids and be a full-time physician. She comes home in the evening, and with the few minutes that she has to herself, she makes herself go out and garden or tidy up or do laundry or do. And she never gives herself, or hasn't until we started working together, real quality downtime to relax. And the only reason that someone would do that, because we all need renewal time, we all need rest time, it is as important or more important to our productivity than being efficient and putting in a good effort. But what stops her are these moments that she has to experience with herself when she does rest. If you don't like being with yourself, not doing something, just being, because you are afraid that you're not worthy, then you will want to avoid those experiences. How can you do that? Oh, yes, the cupcakes, the crackers, the cheese. It's a great distraction. All right, maybe it's a mediocre distraction, but it's a distraction. And it works really well as a distraction because it keeps you busy not only while you're doing it, but also offers hours of entertainment with the feelings of guilt and lethargy and the negative consequences of being overweight. You get a lot of mileage out of it, a lot of distraction mileage out of it. So what would I say to Shannon? I can feel the tension building up in her that she's so close she can almost feel it. I'd say, kick back, relax, let it all go, and just be. And if the thought of that causes you a great deal of anxiety, tap, tap, tap. Even though I'm terrified of being seen for the inadequate thing that I really am, I'm choosing to forgive myself because I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I'm horrified of being a failure in front of other people, I'm letting that go as I relax into just being me because I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself. There's some sample wording for you. And that brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. If you'd like to accelerate your progress, I invite you to visit my site at reneemethod.com. That's Renee, R-E-N-E-E-M-E-T-H-O-D.com. And click on Transformative Downloads. You'll find three guided journeys there. I recommend that you begin with Sabotage Self-Sabotage to create the foundation for lasting change. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you and others to develop and share your abundant soul's gifts. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.